Now, Yemeni forces say they've carried out another retaliatory rocket attack on Saudi Arabia. The Yemeni troops say a domestically built ballistic missile targeted a military position in Taif in southeastern province of Mecca. They say attacks are in retaliation for the ongoing Saudi airstrikes on their country. Over 9,600 people have been killed since Saudi Arabia launched its military strikes against Yemen back in March of 2015. And for more on the story, joining us is Mr. Jim W. Dean, managing editor and columnist of Veterans Today, joining us out of Atlanta. Hello, Mr. Dean, and nice to have you back on Press TV's Top 5. Now, the Yemenis continue to retaliate the best they can in response to the Saudis' daily aerial assault in their country. And do you think this strategy will eventually force Riyadh to stop destroying its southern neighbor? Your thoughts.
Well, what we have going on, which we've seen for quite a while now, is the two magic words, resistance. And the Houthis are basically showing that the bombing will not work, and that they can still manage to fire these Tocha missiles into Saudi Arabia. I have no idea how many of these things that they have. I would have thought they would have used them up back from the Cold War days, but they're still trying to hit major bases and get some publicity. And they are finally breaking the ice here, because they now have congressional bipartisan delegations, or have been writing letters to Obama asking to withhold some of the current arms deliveries. And tonight you have Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut, and a former Yemeni U.S. ambassador, holding a fundraiser in D.C. So we're finally seeing in the U.S. Congress some political pressure, bipartisan, that the U.S. has to send a message by withholding some of these Saudi arms that are in the pipeline to them.
And why is it that we have all these differing entities within Yemen persevering to establish an inclusive government to move the country forward, while Riyadh totally discounts all their efforts and demands that it has the final say in the country's internal problems? I mean, how the country is internally run.
Well, it's a brilliant political move, because in effect, they're representing the democratic forces in the country. And here they are, you have the democratic West is supporting an undemocratic royalist regime in Saudi Arabia to basically crush out democratic forces in Yemen, because the royals view that as a clear threat to their royal power, that if they're successful in having a democratic state where people can vote and choose their leaders and form coalition governments, that the people in Saudi Arabia will want the same, particularly the Shia. So what they're trying to do is paint this, rather than just protecting a medieval regime, which we have in Saudi Arabia, is saying, well, this is Iran-sponsored making trouble in the region. Iran would have to do that. They may have some advisors in there, but the Houthis are really carrying this fight. They're suffering greatly, and they're basically waiting for public opinion to turn. And we're hoping some of this congressional opposition that is coming out is showing that things are finally turning, and they may get some assistance domestically and politically in the U.S.
These bipartisan voices are growing. It's not just in the States. It's also across the pond. There's a lot of people in Westminster that are also opposed to the U.K. support for the Saudis against Yemen. Now, ultimately, do you think the Saudis themselves will stop these daily attacks on Yemen and the destroying of Yemeni infrastructure, the killing of civilians in Yemen, or do you think they will end up stopping due to pressure from the international community, specifically perhaps their allies?
It's going to take pressure from their allies to do it, but that's a little tricky, because we're very suspicious that when the U.S. got Saudi Arabia to go along with ending the Iran sanctions, that they promised Saudi Arabia that they would give them blank check support, that they wouldn't allow any Shia democratic movements to be started on their borders that could spread over into Saudi Arabia. And we're concerned that if the U.S. really made that pledge, at least the Obama regime, we don't know about the new one, he's not going to want to back off on that right at the end of his current term. So it's going to take outside political pressure and probably a new administration to see what's going to happen there.
Okay, thank you much, Mr. Jim W. Dean, once again, managing editor and columnist of Veterans Today, joining us out of Atlanta.